Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, hey, everybody. I want to welcome you to the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich, and we're going to have some cake today. I am so excited. I love myself some cake, and cake left me, so it's all really good. Go ahead and get our my lovely co-host, Miss Amy Frost. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. Oh, my mouth is full of cake. Hold on. Okay, I'm better now.
Swallow. Swallow is a good thing.
Okay, I'm ready.
Make sure you're swallowing. And we have our lovely author, Miss Phoenix Rising Star. She is such a rising star. Hey, Phoenix, how are you today?
Hey, I'm very well, thank you. Thank you for having me again. This is so much fun.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I said, I think in previous shows, you could be here every week, and we would just love to have you drop into the cafe and scoot up to the table, and let's just see where it goes. It's all really good. So we're in Chapter 6, and it's actually Step 5 in the being able to, you know, have the recipe for your soul and having a delicious life, which, gosh, I don't know about, I know Amy would totally testify to this. Since getting into this book and working with it, life is getting more delicious. Mm-hmm. Tasting pretty darn good. Yeah.
And easier.
Well, because here we go. I'm going to talk about it. So step 5 is observe your feedback loops and remember, if you don't like what you've co-created, you can co-create something different. No shame, no blame behind the change. I love that. That should be a bumper sticker. No blame, no shame behind the change.
You need a really big bumper.
Not really. I wouldn't put the whole thing. I just put that last stanza. You know, that comes.
Okay.
But, you know, and I think that goes with our cake, too. No shame, no blame. I'm going to have another piece
no
of cake.
No calories.
Yeah, no calories, because it's delicious life all the time having some cake going on in it too. So, Miss Phoenix, I just want to thank you so much for being a part of this whole thing. And I mean, we do a lot of books where we don't have the author a part of it, and you know, when you could step in and really give insights and really talk about this is such a personal book because of your story and how you really just put yourself out there in a very transparent and authentic way. I think it really makes everybody feel like, just like me, I can do this, you know, and I think that's something that the angels really encourage you to do. And I just really want to just thank you for this whole experience. Mm-hmm. And I look forward to what we're going to do in the future together, because I know it's just got to be delicious. So there you go.
Oh, it is going to be delicious. And thank you guys for making this happen, because this has been so much fun. It's like doing it, you know, like we're bringing something to life every week, and it's so much fun.
And what I'm excited about a lot of things, but with the podcast, is it can keep living. And so we'll have these podcasts that we'll send out and encourage people, get the book, get a group together, whether it's on Skype or Zoom or in person, or the regular old phone, get together and do this work and know that you have a process you can use over and over and over again.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And it, because it works.
That is. Yeah. So
that's
we're going to take a little... Take a little stock in our intentions and then move into looking and talking about the amazing gift of feedback. So, Ms. Phoenix.
Yeah. Well, gosh, you know, the feedback loop is perfect because, you know, we've gone through these steps. We've done everything we think we're supposed to do, and we feel like it's perfect. And then we're looking at it, and we're going, oh, wait a minute. This isn't exactly what I had in mind. And sometimes it's really obvious. Like I had given my example number one, where I had the intention of writing opportunities. That's all I said. I didn't elaborate on that. I didn't say that I wanted paying ones. I didn't say that I wanted, like, right. So I had all these non-paying ones that came to be, and I said, wait a minute, that's not exactly what I wanted. So sometimes it's just about going back and refining those intentions to get more of what you want. And then sometimes we have to go back and do some deep cleaning in our kitchen, because there may be some really hidden subconscious things that you're not even aware of acting from. You know, and I used the example of the real estate agent who, she was really struggling. She kept falling into this lack of abundance. She kept falling into depression, which I didn't know about when we first started working with her. And it was like, okay, I think there's more to this than just this lifetime. And, you know, you don't have to believe in past lives, but epigenetic trauma is trauma that is passed down through our generations. So if your parents or grandparents were born in the Depression, for instance, you are inheriting those depression belief systems and emotions around lack and abundance and, you know, all of that. So however you want to interpret that, you know, we get them from someplace and they don't always come in on this lifetime. So in her case, she has some really vivid memories of how this was all playing out for her. And once we were able to clear that, it was like, okay, she was an abundant soul. She was having a good time. That was great for her.
I mean, that's amazing. A lot of times we have these things inside of us that we don't even know what they are. And I want to support people in trusting using this process. You don't have to know what everything is, and you can clear it.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. It really does get easier.
Okay, it's trusting, like watching you. That's what you did such a lovely job in the book. And as you talk, really showing that you, it was a process for you. And that what you find, you've gotten to that point of trust, how things did get easier. One thing I want to bring up is the fear factor, and or the, you can name it a lot of different things, but I know, like, for myself, when after I left the government, I was accepted into a marriage and family program, and I was very excited. It was kind of an, you know, an elite program. Yay! So I get in there, and then I hear, you're supposed to work with groups. This isn't the way it's supposed to go. And so I answered it, which is like, dang it. You know, it's like, I was so, you know, I had a path. I had everything figured out. I was so, well, no. You know, and I'm the kind of person that sees things through no matter what. Well, sometimes that doesn't serve me. So I ended up starting to teach for University of Phoenix. But it was a much different path. And I did that full-time for 5 years, and that really helped me fine-tune my craft for the work I do now. But I wouldn't have chosen that.
You know, I think that's kind of an example of the this or something better, and we don't always realize what the something better is at the time, but it can be preparing us for that something even better.
yeah, that we can't even see it. I have a pull-up calendar from Michael Singer, from his book, The Untethered Soul, that I wanted to share.
Oh, yeah.
He said, fear doesn't want to feed itself. It is actually afraid of itself.
Wow, that's so true. It's a beautiful quote.
Isn't that?
Ooh, that was
and
good
I
one.
Think as we step into, you know, seeing our manifestations come to life, either the way we anticipated or slightly off, you know, definitely that fear factor can come up because it's like, oh my goodness, it's about to get real. And so if you have a fear of success, that can come up because, oh my gosh, what happens when you're successful? People demand more of you. They expect more of you. They expect you to do it perfectly every time. That can be totally intimidating. And then there can be the fear of failure, which is probably more common because it's like, when I moved to Sedona, I kept saying to the angels, now listen, you know, I've got to be able to make it here. I'm not coming back to Omaha. And they're like, do you think we would help you get there only to have you stand on the corner with a tin cup in your hand? That's not going to happen. You have to trust us. So, yeah, totally. I get what you're saying.
And, you know, your point about this is really a co-creative process. So I think that helps. For me, anyway, to alleviate some of that fear that I just don't have to blindly do something, that I get to make choices and work with spirit.
Yes.
Well, and I think, you know, we've talked about it before in the show. Yeah, we talked it on the show before about, you know, it can be in every moment I'm taking a baby step. You know, it doesn't have to be feeling like the Grand Canyon for me to be moving forward. I can just say, one of the things I loved about what you talked about was like, you know, five things that you know, Spirit wants me to do today to be successful. And I think that's such a great, you know, make it one for a while and practice that. It's like, what's the one thing I need to get done today? I thought that was so brilliant, and having it be something, whether you journal it or just kind of get quiet for a moment and ask yourself and see what pops into your mind, because you're definitely going to get the guidance. You know, ask and you shall receive.
Yeah.
It's definitely there in,
right.
in so many ways that it's been, you know, been shared over the centuries that, you know, this isn't, you know, rocket science, but it's the angels sure make it feel like it could be something that's super easy. And we go like, that's too easy.
Oh.
Like, yeah, it's really,
yeah.
It's supposed to be that way, okay?
I know, we do get programmed into hard, don't we? Like everything
mm-hmm.
has to be
yeah,
hard.
For sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like you're talking mm-hmm. about from, you know, and that could even be things from our parents with depression and all the other things that have been happening
mm-hmm.
on just timelines that get you know, strung forward with us, that we get snippets of that we basically have to, you know, I don't know why, but it always seems to come into computer, you know, terminology of defragging yourself,
mm-hmm.
you know, your spirit help
yeah.
me to defrag myself. It's like last night I woke up and I just kind of had a bunch of different stress stuff, and I wound up falling back asleep. And when I woke up, the angels were just telling me, be gentle with yourself today. Gentle is your new
Aww.
Word. Be gentle.
Oh,
just be gentle.
That.
Gentle in everything you do. Gentle love, gentle, gentle strength, gentle everything. Just put this presence of gentle in front of everything and have it be something to where it can be easy and fun and gentle.
Oh,
and I
love that.
And I think
yeah.
yes, and I want to support our listeners on doing that in your workplaces.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right?
I think when you have a demeanor of gentleness, I don't know why, but I think of my oldest daughter, Melissa. She's very strong. She's very capable, but yet she just has an embodiment of gentleness.
Yeah, she does.
Mm.
Yeah, and so
really?
it's that strength is gentle. Yeah.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
yeah, absolutely.
Keeps you
uh-huh.
from going over the edge with that calm control kind of deal.
Nice.
And
that's
what the angels do.
Yeah, that's the question, and they're there for us all the time. But Phoenix, I'd love to have you talk about how you say getting close to what you want, and I love the example that you talked about you and Leon, and that you were doing this training that you love. But wait a minute, wait.
Oh my gosh, that was such a surprise to us. You know, I mean, sometimes the most obvious things can just be so hidden from us because
right.
we're so caught up in the moment. And we were thrilled to be able to work with this training. I mean, it was a huge training with people from overseas. And I mean, it was just a really big deal to be included in that training. But every time we had a moment, you know, a break before and after, people were coming to us and for healing. They kept saying, you know, I got to clear the fear. I got to get through this. I've got to move through this. This is just really debilitating. I don't understand what's going on here. And so we were doing all this healing work and none of it was associated. I mean, it was associated through the people as to what they were experiencing, but this isn't what the training was about. You know, the training was not about healing. It was more about meditation. And at the end of the time, we looked at each other and we said, we didn't do much of that training, really, did we? We did far more healing work, didn't we? Huh, I think we better look at this. And that was what was giving us the most joy, and people knew it. They were attracted to us for that reason. They came to us every time we had a break. So, you know, sometimes it takes a spiritual two before they hit you between the eyes and go,
exactly.
Well, this is more in alignment.
Duh moment, you know? As they say,
yeah,
I'm the master
yeah.
of duh. That's my work. I can see others duh. Right, before I can see but I would love to quote you to you. Are you ready? So here on page 81, you say, we love the work. We wanted to teach the work, but it simply was not in alignment with our soul's purpose. We learned that, yes, we needed to be teaching, but only if we were teaching what was in alignment for us.
Yes. Totally.
Yeah, and same thing for me being accepted to this program is like, yay. And then it's like, but that's not it. It's like, no.
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah, I mean, then something better came. But, you know, I really had to, it was really upsetting to me.
Mm-hmm. And yours was also a divine timing thing, which I also mentioned in the book. You know, so if you've done everything else, you've looked at your intentions, you've cleared your kitchen, you know, you're checking to make sure that alignment is there, and it's still not happening, well, it may not until all the moving parts and pieces are all lined up. And it may not even be about you. It's about the other people being ready.
That's such a good point.
Yeah, so that's something that you could really, you know, take to heart with when it comes to senses of being frustrated. It's like, is this really me, or is there something outside of me that I need to know? And, you know, and asking the angels are definitely, you know, let you know. I know I've had situations where I just felt like I was being put on a shelf.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're on a shelf right now. And I went, oh, okay, well, let me decorate my shelf so it's fine. Okay.
How about an island?
It's that, that
island.
Holding pattern. Just that holding pattern.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, put me on
so things can go and come on the shelf, but I'm still kind of up here, so that's okay. That's okay. So I want to make sure we have time for a meditation, and we're about halfway through the show right now because we're going to also talk about Chapter 7 as well. So if we can, we'd love to have you guide us through getting our piece of cake.
Yes, please.
All right, and eating it too. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so just allow yourself to either sit or lie down in a comfortable place and begin to breathe rhythmically and slowly in and out. Inhaling comfort and peace, and exhaling tension or worry. Continuing in this fashion until your body feels relaxed and at peace, and your breathing is so automatic you don't even have to think about it. When you're in that place, just begin to dream, bringing to your mind and your heart your intentions as you see them, feel them, sense them, in whatever way is right for you, feeling what it's already like to have them in your energy field now, feeling how good that feels, and checking to see if they're feeling in alignment. If your heart sings to already have this, then really feel that and really own that. And allow your dreaming to take you to another place. The place where your feedback loop is in operation, where for every aspect of your intention, you'll become aware of any subtle feedback that needs attention, any aspect that can be tweaked or changed, or any part of your co-creation that could be an even better fit for you, allowing your soul to bring this awareness to you. Begin with the people involved, sending love to their presence and their support, thanking them with gratitude for being part of your life at this time, seeing, sensing, or feeling the energy of each one, observing without judging the alignment of each within your intention. The perfection of that person for right now. Being, sensing, or feeling as each person's role in your co-creation becomes clearer to you. Understanding each person's attraction to your intention and your attraction to having them in your co-creation. Checking the feedback loop for anything that needs to be tweaked. Whether it's clear communication or expectations or leadership or being part of your tribe. Seeing, sensing, feeling what, if anything, needs to be tweaked. And allowing your soul to guide you to the right action. Allow yourself to sense the circumstances that are co-creating your intention. Very events leading up to your achievement. The divine alignment of synchronicity that tells you that alignment is there, that this is meant to be, this or something even better. Sending love and gratitude to the various circumstances and synchronicities that are guided by your soul. Allowing yourself to see, sense, or feel any other aspects of your intention. Those that have come to fruition, and those that are on their way. viewing them, observing them without judgment, checking for alignment, checking for something even better that maybe you hadn't even realized until this moment, sending love and gratitude to all other aspects of your intention, and staying with your dreams, allowing whatever wants to come in to enter without judging it or denying it. This is your soul talking. Keep listening. Keep your heart open. This is your recipe for your soul. No need to take notes. Every cell in your body will remember. But just take it in with love, with gratitude, with remembering, and stay there for as long as you wish. You really can have it all. And you can come back when you're ready.
She's unmuted. Uh-oh.
There you go.
Uh-oh.
Wow, so great. Well, you know what? I've really been getting guided during the time when you do meditations to keep it as clean and clear as possible. So if somebody wants to, you know, have that, so something they go back to several times to just not have, it's just your energy there. And I think that's something that's really, I've been guided to do that. Yeah. So that's one reason why everybody gets muted while we're having a meditation. It's all good.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for that. That helps.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And I'd like to add a little bit. Imagine putting on your cake, putting a candle, right, and lighting it, making your wish, and blowing it out.
Nice. Yeah. And it just kind of reminds me of, like, when I was a young mom, I always had a candle that I lit when I was doing my journaling. And my daughters knew that when the candle was lit, that was the mommy's time to be having her quiet time. And once in a while, I let them come and blow it out, and it was like this big special thing that they got to blow out the candle.
Wow.
Well, that's really special. I like that.
Yeah. It's sort of sacred, and it's something where we're bringing in the light in a different way, and I'm honoring myself. And, you know, my girls love to do baths with candles now. So, they're, you know, hopefully there's something going on with that. So I think that's really awesome.
Nice.
Yeah. And one thing I want to quote the author here, one thing you said was, there are no mistakes, just co-creations.
Amen.
Yeah. Bumper sticker. Okay, no. All right, I should come up with a whole line of bumper stickers for all this stuff. Yeah, I know. Everything turns into a bumper sticker.
I like that idea.
And Phoenix.
I know. It would be really good, right? Just make it a fun little magnet you can put on your car or whatever. Yeah, because it's one of those things, having it in front of you and reminding you every day, like, yeah, this is easy, and it's okay to have, there are no mistakes, it's co-creation. And if I don't like
you put
that,
it on your forehead,
they
right?
can tweak so it.
Yeah,
yeah,
and it's
on your forehead, you know, put some little neon lights around it, and people will pay attention, it's all good.
All right,
oh my gosh, for sure.
Kevin. And bring this puppy home. I'm gonna quote her again. Here you go. Hold on to your hats, girl.
Okay, here we go.
The co-creation process never really ends. All that changes is your intention. Brilliant.
Yeah, because just as soon as you think you've got everything that you put out there, you go, oh, I think there's more. You know, I was listening to this. I think he's a billionaire, but I'm not sure. Anyway, he was giving a talk, and he was like, you know, I remember making my first million and thinking, wow, that was everything I wanted. And then I realized, well, I could make 2 million. I could make 10 million. And it doesn't matter. It just keeps going. I come back to that because I think, wow, it really, you know, it does. It just keeps going. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Well, and I think
it's
upper limits, you know, when you hit something and you think, oh, yeah, this is my goal, I've hit it. But you're like, you have to spend some time going, no, there's other possibilities. Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
we are so
when
much
looking
greater
at,
than we realize.
Oh, absolutely.
When you're looking at present moment you know, and you've got that cake in front of you, it's exactly what you want, and it's fresh and looks wonderful. Mm-hmm. But, you know, 4 or 5 days later, you're like, do you want that old cake? Not really. Let me get some new cake.
Right, good
point. So there's something to be said for, you know, throw the old cake out and get yourself some new cake. Because, you know what, it's always better to have it fresh and with wonderful new ingredients and just ready to go.
Have a pie.
Yeah. Get some pie. Right. Cake, pie, donuts, whatever you want to do. It doesn't necessarily have to even be in the bread family, you know, whatever that goes.
Yeah, there you go.
That's
I want,
right. That's right.
It's like Zark. I love Zark because she was always talking about how things were juicy.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you know. So I always think of this really wonderful, like tangerine that's just ripe and dark and beautiful, or a peach or whatever, you know. And just thinking of this this piece of fruit that just you just bite into it, and you're just like, oh, it's overwhelmingly just so rich and wonderful that life is juicy. I'm like, well, my life is just like that. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So you know, taking into these food metaphors, we love them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, with Chapter 7, what's the real good takeaway with this Phoenix that you'd like everybody to really be embracing?
I think line here was the the subconscious beliefs that we don't know that we're carrying that are really, they can undermine our whole co-creation without us even figuring that out. I mean, when we went back, we looked at absolutely everything and we thought we were in total alignment with our center. Having been there for 3 years, we had the really tight intentions. We knew how to clean our kitchen all the time. It was totally in alignment. The timing was perfect, but nobody was coming to the door. What's this about? You know, that. And so when we looked at that, we realized that our underlying belief was that we were marketing to the locals, but it wasn't the locals who were going to be feeding us. It was the tourists who were going to be feeding us. So we had to change our marketing, change our presence, change our ability to, you know, it's like taking a right-hand turn and saying, okay, we're doing this completely different. And that is what created huge success for us. It was amazing.
Well, and even it opened up a new center for you, and if you, I'm sure, looked at it, you know, and you're going like, wait a minute, that can't be it, because you needed to do a bunch of work, you know, ended up, and that's where I entered, was I think right at the end of your, that 3-year lease that you got, and you were, and it was just in a magnificent center, but I'm sure when you first walked into it, you're going, what?
Oh, it was awful. It was so awful. I mean, the floor hadn't been touched in 20 years, and so you can imagine the dirt and the grime, and there were these wires just hanging from this ceiling. It looked like people had just ripped stuff out of there and left it just, oh, it was so awful. And those old fluorescent lights, you know, that hummed. Oh, you can't have that in a healing center. So we kind of stripped it down to bare bones, but we did most of the work ourselves and hired out the electrical work, and it was fun. You know, it was a lot of fun because we were putting our intentions and our love and gratitude into it all the time. It was great.
And you had a vision and you had a knowing, so you kept going, holding on to that, not what you were actually seeing.
Yes, exactly.
Well, and I think, you know, along with that too, is like you wanted to know how it was going to feel. You put a definite emotional signature into the place. When people walked in, they automatically felt that hug. They felt
that's true.
This is a safe place for you to be able to do work that you need to do on a soul level.
And honestly, you know, I had a group of women that I had brought to Sedona all over the country, and I honestly don't know how the heck I found you, Phoenix, but it was definitely a divine thing that out of the blue, I was called to come to you and bring these people from all over the country, and it was an amazing experience. And working with you,
it was amazing. Oh my gosh, it was
amazing.
Incredible. And I don't know how we found each other, but it was perfect.
Of course.
Yes.
So,
Phoenix,
I had a
question
Robin,
for you,
right? And the big boom there.
There you go.
Interesting to watch this.
The joy continues. So, I have a question for you.
Exactly.
You got a new book? Are you working on a new book?
I am. It's called The Hollow Bone of Healing.
Nice.
And these are self-healing techniques for self-actualization and accelerating your soul purpose. Of course, we're working with angels, But yeah, so this it's based on my course, The Healing Angel Protocol, and so I wanted to take some of those techniques and put them into a book and bring them out to the world. So even if people don't take the course, they have some techniques to get them started in their self-healing process so that the healing, you know, the cleaning of the kitchen can continue, but also to just accelerate into that ease and grace, you know, of their intentions.
Beautiful.
So it's an exciting book, yeah.
When do you anticipate having that available?
Do the book club.
That will be available in June, yes.
Okay.
Wow.
Coming
okay.
out in June.
Okay.
I know.
She's a busy girl.
Really work hard.
Yeah, she's a busy girl. Well, we'll be talking about when we'll be bringing that back onto the show and have it as part of our book club. Yeah. It's going to be exciting.
Sounds
yay.
Fabulous.
So,
yay.
So, again, so grateful for you and the work that you do. Looking forward to, you know, this healing book, and like I said, you know, it's just the journey continues, you know, it's continually co-creating because it never really ends. And if you want to get a hold of Phoenix, you can go to phoenixrisingstar.com. If you want to be checking out recipeforthesoul.com, that's another place to get connected to this book. And, you know, I really am grateful that we did this because, like you're saying, it never really ends. So this is a great segment. Amy's actually going to post all the shows together after we get
podcast,
done today. So, yeah, we're going to make it kind of a podcast, I don't know what we want to call that, a little module. Yeah, where people can go back and listen to the people can go back and listen to the shows and just be able to get back into it, be looking at it like you're saying, Phoenix, you know, it brings it alive and looks at it in a fun way. And I really am glad that you did all the meditations because it's present now for the energy. Because when you wrote it and you did it, now you put your new energy in it, and that's one reason I think the angels really wanted me to have it be as precious and contained as possible, even within the shows. So it's something that I wanted to make sure that we did as much as possible. So thank you, Phoenix.
Thank you. Thank you.
I
look forward to your
I'm ready for my cake. Let's do it.
We're
coffee cake. We're gonna do it. And thank you all of our audience, our international audience. You know, any questions,
absolutely,
comments, please contact me or Amy. And if you have anything for Phoenix, we will make sure she gets that too. And as always, I just love being in the Cafe Book Club. It's something that's always energizing us and helping us to just have a delicious life. So thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.